Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Have some Neptunian maximalism in the background. A song called Sustain from their live album Set Chaos to the Heart of the Moon. Apostasy before that with The Great Apostasy. Atheist before that with Live and Live Again. They are touring with Cynic right now, and unfortunately are not coming to Pittsburgh. Boo. We started off with Hallucinate with a song called Blackened Gills from their album called From the Bowels of the Earth. So, as promised, we will now be headed over to the interview hut / the wrestling hut to have a conversation with Kurt from Enjoy Wrestling. All right, so I'm here talking with Kurt from Enjoy Wrestling. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, reminder to everybody, Enjoy has a show coming up at Mr. Small's Theater on Saturday, June 17th. This is something to write home about. What number of production are we up to, are you up to now?
Oh, you know, somebody asked me this the other day, and I couldn't remember, so I'll look it up. I think this is our, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's our 6th show with people in attendance. It's our 8th show overall. So we did a couple before things opened up from COVID. But yeah, this is our 5th one at Mr. Small's. So yeah, we're developing a bit of a home there. So that's
excellent.
Yeah. So that's it should be a pretty big deal.
So just to kind of back out for a lot of people, because I think when I mention like independent wrestling to some people, like they get this kind of confused look. I think a lot of people, like, wrestling means WWE, you know, maybe it means AEW at this point. You know, if they spend a lot of time, well, if maybe not so much time on cable anymore, but like maybe they know about Impact or maybe Ring of Honor, but I think people don't know maybe that there are like even more local organizations going on. So just as a, like an introductory question, how does one go about starting a wrestling company?
Well, we did it in somewhat an unconventional way. We started a Indiegogo campaign. We pretty much just recorded a video saying that we have 4 owners, myself, Kurt Hackamer, and Max and Taylor Gregg, and also Scotty Swemba. And we were all big wrestling fans, and we all jointly wanted to start this wrestling company after being tangentially involved in the wrestling business for a few years. So we made a video and we put it out there, and it got a pretty good response. We raised like about $8,000. So we had our little bit of a budget to start producing wrestling shows. It got derailed significantly by the pandemic, as everybody's plans did. But eventually we got running, and that's, you know, skipping a whole bunch of steps, that's how we ended up here. But we're friends with a wrestling company in Florida called Fest Wrestling, and we got they were not going to be running regularly anymore, so we went Max and I we flew down to Florida, Gainesville, and rented a truck, picked up the wrestling ring, drove it all the way back to Pittsburgh. This was like in November of 2020, I think, something like that, October possibly. But anyway, yeah, that's how we got a wrestling ring, and we had a, you know, a logo and and some t-shirts, and eventually we just started putting on shows. You know, the independent wrestling business is very informal. You pretty much just hit up a wrestler on Twitter or your, you know, cell phone or email or whatever, and be like, hey, how much money would it take for you to come wrestle for us in Pittsburgh on this date? And they will say yes or no, and they show up and you pay them in cash, and that's how it goes. So That's pretty much it. There's some more paperwork that had to be done with the state athletic commission and stuff. But long and short, we have a ring, we have a plan, we have a brand, and we have a growing network of professional wrestlers that we interact with.
This might be the most boring part of what you just described, but what do you have to do with the state athletic commission?
So wrestling is governed under the same body that MMA and boxing is. So we have to do everything that they do. So we they get a portion of our gate. They have the right to send a representative to inspect our operation. We have to have a doctor on site. There's some other things. I have to have a bond on stat or on file. I have to have a license to run wrestling shows. So it's a bit of red tape.
Huh. In one of those, I never would have necessarily thought that the state had a finger on that kind of stuff, but of course they do. It sounds like then booking, if you can, like, if your choice of roster could be, you know, any independent wrestler, like, how in the world do you book matches? How do you, like, how much time does it take for you to plan out storylines and just, you know, plot the next show or two or three?
Yeah, so that's actually, this is the toughest part of the job for me personally, is that there's a lot of wrestlers that I want to work with, and we made the conscious decision to keep all our output pretty brief. You know, we run four shows a year to help mitigate our workload. We cut those up into little episodes to, like, stretch that out as long as we can. We usually try to keep these shows like 3 hours or less, so we're not putting a lot of matches on the cards, which means we're not booking as many wrestlers as a professional wrestling company might book. So that's picking who to work with is a difficult part. A lot of it has to do with the budget. You know, we only have so much money that we can spend. Some of it has to do with, you know, who fits our mold. Like, we have a specific image that we try to portray. We're trying to draw casual wrestling fans. So we want to pick people who have really bright personalities. We want to pick people we have a lot of wrestlers from, like, the LGBTQ community, a lot of women wrestlers. Our mission is to have relatable characters in the ring. We want anybody who comes to an Enjoy Wrestling show, which is a larger than average portion of these people, are not typical wrestling fans. So we want people to come into our shows, see people in the ring that they relate to, that they see themselves in them, and people that they love to see. So that is a large spot to do with it. You know, we're looking for people who can make a striking entrance. We want really good first impressions.
Okay. Do you try to stick with any particular, like, geographic region, or pretty much is the whole country fair game?
The whole country is fair game, but flights are an additional expense. So by and large, most of our wrestlers are within driving distance, which for professional wrestlers can extend. I don't know. We've had people drive up from Atlanta and Charlotte, and, like, yeah, it's like, oh, we'll hop in the car, it's fine. It's like, that's 15 hours away. But anyway,
but I've heard tales.
Yeah, but we by and large, we have a couple of fly-in wrestlers per show, and they're, like, the big attractions.
Do wrestlers tour like bands do, or do they try to put together, like, longer, like, runs out through the country, or is it usually just like a home and back, or back, you know, do a show and then go back home?
Yeah, it depends on the schedule of the wrestler. So it is like, if there's, like, a wrestler coming in from, like, England or something, and they might ask me to try to find them a couple of dates around Pittsburgh that they can travel to easily, so they can make more of a tour out of it. Generally, though, the wrestlers are booked a lot of the wrestlers are booked pretty much every day of the weekend. Like one of our wrestlers we book frequently, Effie, is extremely popular, and he will fly to three different cities on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, almost every Saturday and Sunday. So he's in the airport, you know, six different times, and then he'll end up back home in Atlanta. And that's the case for a lot of the wrestlers. Some of the wrestlers will just drive in and drive back home. You know, a lot of our wrestlers come from Philly or Ohio or the DMV area. So it's like if a few hours, and they'll drive to our show, drive back, or drive to another date. So a lot of the, you know, a lot of the folks that we bring in are folks that other companies will book after that. So some of them will jump into a car together and travel up to New York if there's a show in New York. So it's very much, the circumstances dictate where they're going next, but there's, you know, people that fly to three different cities every weekend, people that drive to Pittsburgh and drive back, people that don't leave Pittsburgh at all and just work for us.
Okay. Yeah. And I guess in the sense of you're saying that, that sometimes a wrestler may come from a great distance and then tour a few shows. You have Miyu coming in. I'm assuming that she's probably not just doing a Pittsburgh show and then going home. How did that come about?
It was cool because we had at our last event, we booked the Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Wasteland War Party, to defend their titles against Jordan Blade and Trisha Dora. And after we announced that match, Miyu followed us on Twitter, and we sent her a message like, hey, if you're ever in the States, let us know and we'll book you. And she's like, well, actually, I'm going to be there for the summer. For May to June. So we were like, this is awesome. We were one of the first people to book Miyu Yamashita, who we're super excited about. She's one of the hottest female wrestlers in Japan. She kicks people really, really hard. It's going to be a blast having her in Pittsburgh. It's a pretty amazing thing for Pittsburgh indie wrestling to have a Japanese star of her caliber coming into the city to wrestle. So, yeah, it was like we just got in ahead of the game. We're at the end of her tour. I think she's in America for another week after it. But yeah, she booked, I think, 6 weeks worth of shows. And she is, you know, being flown from one city to another every weekend, every day of every weekend.
Wow. Yeah, I remember all my friends and I looking at each other when you announced that she was coming, and we were like, wait, what? Really? Okay. You know, speaking of which, hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
But yeah, I'm sorry. I guess I everyone listening to this is like, wow, you're making wrestling sound so boring by making it sound like all logistics and such.
It's a lot of logistics, though. So it's a good thing to talk about.
Well, it seems like the you know, it's one thing to say, like, we're going to have a wrestling show, and you know, then you count the number, just the sheer number of people on the, like, in front of the crowd, never mind, you know, all of the work to get everything set up behind the crowd. Although, is there how much of a wrestling community are you drawing from? Because, like, I know if a film comes and does production in Pittsburgh, there are a bunch of people, you know, there is a pool of talent that they can draw from. What is there something similar to that in Pittsburgh? So, like, or is it just like every single time you have to train a new person to set up the ring or something like that?
Oh, yeah. So we, there is that kind of network. Wrestlers, so the people who set up the ring are largely wrestlers in training or wrestlers who are just willing to lend a hand. MV Young has opened a wrestling school in New Kensington, 880 Wrestling, which is fabulous. So he'll have his students, they use our ring. So it's MV's job to rent the truck and bring the ring to the wrestling shows. So he'll have his students come in and they'll put the ring together. But yeah, it is it's a weird thing because there's not like an instruction manual online on how to build a wrestling ring. So for the beginning parts of these shows, it was just my buddy Fred, who is a wrestler at MV's school and also had been trained in California for a while. So he's like in the business and familiar with it, familiar with bringing a ring. And he taught me how to put a ring together. So it was me, Fred, and the other Enjoy owners who, and you know, unloaded the ring and put it all together with a couple other helping hands. I don't want to like say that we did everything ourselves, but it was a lot of us at first. And, you know, the bigger we get, the more people want to be involved in our events and the more people that want to help out. So we have to lift the ring less frequently than we used to, which is awesome. It's all, I mean, there's a large portion of professional wrestling that relies upon people who are just enthusiastic and want to help and want to come to the show and want to work security. And there are so many hands necessary to make all of this work. And we're very appreciative of everybody that has been willing to lend a hand to help us.
Do you work with other local schools or other like Northeastern schools in particular?
No, we don't. The other two schools in Pittsburgh are related to two other promotions in Pittsburgh. IWC and Elizabeth has the Iron City Wrestling Academy, and Rise in Uniontown has the Stronghold Wrestling Academy. So those companies are very consistent in putting out really good wrestlers, and they've been around forever. We don't have an official school. We're loosely affiliated with MV Young School, but we're not actually, like, you know, we let them use the ring, but we're not like financially involved at all. And they're friends of ours. But yeah, we don't have anything like that. That's under the Enjoy umbrella.
Okay. Cause I know historically that seems to have been like smaller feds spring up around wrestling schools. The idea of a wrestling organization that doesn't have that kind of pipeline like built into it. Is that a new thing or am I just ignorant?
It's not particularly new. A wrestling school is a good way to generate consistent revenue. So a lot of long-standing wrestling promotions have wrestling schools because wrestling students pay a lot of money to wrestle. So that's, you know, I think that's a large reason why those exist. But we don't, yeah, maybe in the future there will be an Enjoy Wrestling School, but we don't have any plans on that right now.
And I don't think I've mentioned yet, I should tell everybody that you do have a YouTube channel. Actually, I should let you tell me. Tell me about your YouTube channel and what's available for folks to check out.
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/enjoywrestling. And we put all of our content out for free. So basically what we do is we'll film a live event. We'll cut it up into three or four episodes that are, you know, roughly an hour, a little bit less. And we will put them out on a weekly basis for a month or so. And that's all available for free. Everything we've ever done is available for free on our YouTube. We actually just had an exciting new opportunity. We're launching a new streaming service that's also going to be free called Remix, WREMIX, with a couple of wrestling promotions in the Northwest, Defy and PCW Ultra. So there'll be more places to find Enjoy Wrestling after that. But all of our stuff's going to remain free on YouTube, and you can watch it. You can catch all the way up before the event on June 17th.
Nice. So does the Enjoy Belt, do the Enjoy Belts travel to the other feds? Do they share? I know that some other belts have shown up in the Enjoy Ring. It's, I don't know, a wrestling league sort of.
Yeah, there's I don't think the tag team belts have traveled outside of Enjoy, but MV Young defended the Enjoy Wrestling title in multiple different places. I think he defended it in Brooklyn, Chicago, San Francisco, a bunch of different spots. And ES Real just defended it in Philadelphia a little while ago. So, yeah, the Enjoy belt has gotten around a little bit. We'd like to have it get around more. It'd be fun to have it defended in other countries to be a true world championship. But yeah, it's gotten around a little bit, and it's cool when people want to have our title showcased for them, because that you know, that means they want to be associated with us.
Nice. So in the show coming up on the 17th at Mr. Small's Theater, in case you are just tuning in, is there anything that you are particularly proud of, excited of? I mean, I guess we maybe already hinted at some of this, but what's like the your particular favorite for this upcoming show?
Yeah. So this is one of the cards I'm most excited about that we put on, to be honest. We had three huge matches booked at the time of the last show, which is the first time we've ever done that. So we got to announce three pretty big matches at Rites of Spring last March. But we have the Enjoy title match, Edith Surreal's defending the belt at Enjoy for the first time against Sue Young, who is from Impact Wrestling, the Undead Bride. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. And we know Sue, and we're really, really excited to bring her in. We've been waiting to do it for a while. And of course, we have Miyu Yamashita coming in from Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling. She's taking on Ray Lynn, who is a fabulous Pittsburgh-based act, at least for now. She's moving to Texas soon. Mm-hmm. And we have the production defending their tag team titles against Bird Law, which consists of our regular announcer, Veda Scott, and their partner. The best wrestler in the world right now, Speedball Mike Bailey. So we have some extremely cool matches coming in the pipeline on the 17th.
Yeah, I was very psyched to see that Mike Bailey was coming back to the Enjoy ring already. That was a very pleasant surprise. Are there any other matches that you can announce at this point?
Yeah, so we have Envy Young taking on Perfect Perkins, who is one of his students from New York. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We have Mikey Montgomery taking on Gannon Jones Jr. We have Mr. Grimm is going to be getting his hands on the gavel David Lawless, which will be very exciting.
Oh, my
Lawless,
goodness.
Lawless,
or is he going to dodge him again?
We don't know. We can't. I'm hesitant to announce that match because you don't know what David Lawless has up his sleeve. And we have another match, which is the Fashionista Street Fight, which I am curious about because I don't actually know the rules, because it is the Runways match against Erica Lee and the Boar, Gummy Boar. And it should be wild. And I'm guessing it'll be covered in glitter. So, you know, wear a poncho.
That seems not unlikely.
It's going to be a good one.
So, again, happening on Saturday, June 17th at Mr. Small's. Doors are at 6, I believe, and things start at 7?
Yep, doors are at 6. Things will start pretty close to 7 o'clock. We still have tickets available. They're all standing room only. You can get them at our website at enjoy-wrestling.com, or you can send us a message and we can get you a paper copy if you don't want to deal with fees and that.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, and you had mentioned that you had a GoFundMe. I believe you have a Patreon if folks are interested.
Yeah, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/enjoywrestling. We offer a bunch of exclusive content. There are never-before-seen matches. We had a whole show at the Spirit Summer Recess that's on there. We had a pre-show match at the last card that's not on YouTube that's available on there. We have a Discord where you can interact with us. We're always available on there. And we have some exclusive photos, backstage stuff, a lot of cool things, and above all, you get to support Enjoy Wrestling, which is we very much appreciate all the fans who are willing to, you know, put out some dollars every month to help us succeed.
Excellent. So anything else that you'd like to cover, anything else that coming up in the future that you'd like to push now?
Yeah, so we have a fun event happening on July 30th. It's called Taco Mania. We are teaming with Beers of the Berg, which is a pretty awesome beer festival that happens at Cary Furnace every year. For this one, it's going to be tacos. There's four local beer. There's 12 places selling tacos. There's four local beer breweries going to be on hand, and I think $10 gets you a little cup, and you can have 16 ounces mm-hmm. of beer for that $10. And we're doing two shows, one at like early afternoon and one later in the afternoon. And it's literally going to be outside in the lawn in front of the Cheesecake Factory. So I'm extremely excited about it. It's in the South Side Works.
Isn't there a fountain there?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Hmm.
I don't recall.
I will be highly disappointed if somebody doesn't end up in the fountain.
I think there's going to be a lot of concerned patrons sitting on the deck at the Cheesecake Factory that evening.
Confrontational wrestling. Not a bad idea. So that's coming up on June 30th, you said. Or July 30th, pardon.
July 30th.
Well, awesome. People can stand outside. Do you get little sampler tacos or do you get like full-size tacos?
I think you get full-size tacos. I think it's a taco truck, but I'm not quite sure. There's going to be a mariachi band. There's going to be a clown on stilts. It's going to be all tequila. It's going to be there. So it seems like a wild time.
Can you tell us any details about who's actually going to be wrestling at that point, or is it still under wraps?
We haven't even booked it yet.
Okay. Well, still under wraps.
Yeah, you can expect the regular Enjoy Wrestling folks to be there, and
awesome.
some other surprises.
Excellent. Any other things that?
No. Come out to the show on June 17th. At Mr. Small's Theater. It starts at 7:00. We really think that you will enjoy it. no pun intended, but
the name does kind of lend itself to the no pun intended,
it's hard to avoid, but you know, we have grown as a company. We sold out our last show, which is a huge milestone for us, because like selling out Mr. Smalls for people who grew up in Pittsburgh our whole lives is like, that's pretty nuts. So we really take pride in the amount of new wrestling fans that we've created through Enjoy Wrestling. So even if you don't watch wrestling, even if you've never been to a wrestling show before, if you like, you know, drinking, if you like yelling, come out to Mr. Smalls on the 17th, and I think you're going to have a really, really good time.
Yeah, and I can offer a personal assessment from multiple Enjoy shows. If you think wrestling looks quiet and dull, you should come see what the Enjoy is like. You prepare to have your opinion changed.
Yeah, we are not quiet nor dull. That is guaranteed.
And also, if you ever thought that, you know, like you couldn't possibly be into wrestling because people like you don't watch wrestling or can't be into wrestling, again, come to Enjoy and prepare to be surprised.
Absolutely.
How many very cool and nice people are there, possibly in the ring as well.
Yeah. They're definitely nice in the ring as well, even though they are different, I guess, out of the ring. You know, but anyway,
I'm blowing somebody's character. Yeah. Like, oh, they're very nice. I am not nice.
I'm not nice. I'm a mean, tough person. But yeah, we have you know, it's a very welcoming environment, and you know, it's going to be it's a great thing to get into.
Excellent. Well, Kurt, thank you for taking the time to come talk to me here on this radio station. See you on the 17th, although probably not, because you'll probably be running around like a crazed fool backstage.
Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate the opportunity.
This is WRCT. This is WRCT. Come on and stay with us a while. Big 900 on your dial. We'll make your day a great big smile. WRCT.
All you out there in radio land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station. That's a band called Laces Out, a song called Ipkiss Please from their Here at the Ashram LP. Let's see, Chris 2 from Anti-Flag before that with the Enjoy Wrestling theme. Thanks to Kurt from Enjoy Wrestling for taking the time out to come educate me some about how the wrestling biz works. Again, they're having a show at Mr. Small's this Saturday. Doors at 6, wrestling at 7. That's
pretty much the long and short of it. In the meanwhile, some business to take care of. I need to tell you that your eyes are the windows to your health. So schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can be easily corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and from WRCT, which is brought to you in part by the fine folks at Spack Brothers Pizza. Spack Brothers offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives for those things. And when I say alternatives for those things, I mean like vegan wings, not you can have an apple. Spack Brothers uses no refined sugars in their sauce. They use unbleached flour in their dough. They are committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering as well as have a look at their menu by going to their website at SpackBrothers.com. That's SPAK Brothers.com. Or you could give them a call, 412-362-SPAK. I think they close in like 20 odd minutes, so hurry. SpackBrothers.com. Yes. If you or your company or your pizza joint are interested in underwriting our radio station, send some email to pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities, this band is called Civic.
But so bright as we look for shade from an evil night. Eternity feels like a glove. No cup of forgiveness from up above. Shift into ashes, a funeral path. No call to return, I'm a blood on the wire. Blood on your knuckles, on your chin. I'm playing for God, I'm Father, I am Sam. The enemy tries, the black and black. It's over the sinking in the cover of night. The big round fans, the call for the call. Taken by false. 600 little baby, here come the riz. The cat got fat, so the top of the heads. I welcome you, China, the communist dream. No room for the West under new regime. Rolling it in the paper, there was no sign. It's right there in front of you on enemy lines. No need to be sad, no need to be upset. The second I bought a pack of cigarettes. The enemy strikes, the flags in light. It's all for the taking and the cover of night. The big guy stands, the bomb of the toast. Take them by force. It burns so bright as we look for shade from an evil light. Eternity feels like a club. A call for forgiveness from up above. Shifting through ashes, a funeral pack. No call to return, I'm a threat on the wire. Blood on your knuckles, on your chin. I'm praying for God, a father I am sin. The enemy strikes, the flanks and lack. It's all for the taking in the cover of night. The big house fans, the top of the toes.
nicest man in the world. Make him feel uneasy. Make him feel strange. I am that scholar of spite. I am that top fiend. Change my life, you handsome terror. Cover me with your sin. I don't want to be clean. Hard blood in the sex ad. It's a tale of the desperation of men. Don't let her be teased. It's experimental girls. It's a casual flex. Now and then. Well, where is Kate's mom? I'm making my way as I roam. The big boss granted you through. I'm in your lap now. Take it back home. And when we all lose, this certainly was not well planned. And then we all lose. What a creativity on demand. I would like to learn how to kill the nicest man in the world. Make him feel uneasy. Make him feel strange. Tell you prophecies clearly on phone. Can we trust that the true box fights him? One fairy tale of this isn't for you. In the end, as long as you're having fun, which we're not, he's got nations for two. And when we all lose, we'll be right back.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Flooded vehicles from recent hurricanes will be flooding the used car market, so buyer beware. If you're in the market for a used vehicle, be on the lookout for flood damage and make sure you have a qualified mechanic inspect it before you buy. The free VIN check service from the National Insurance Crime Bureau is a good place to start. Head over to NICB.org to check it out.
To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
I'm going to move down to Florida. And I'm going to bowl me a perfect game. I'm going to cut off my leg down in Florida. And I'm going to dance one-legged off in the rain. Well, they say the Sydney Poitier was a blind man. And they say that LBJ was a Soviet Jew. I said that when I go down to Florida way, there ain't no kind of sexual healing that I would not, should not, or could not do. I said this right here. Well, I'm moving down to Florida. And you know that I'm gonna have to potty train the Chairman Mao. And I'm gonna make the governor write my doo-doo a letter, child. And then I'm gonna grind me a White Castle slider out of India's sacred cow. Well, I'm going down to Florida, child. And I'm gonna build me the atomic bomb. I'm gonna hold time hostage down in Florida, child. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do, stepchild. By this time, I guess you figured out about Florida. Turn the muddy water into Vaseline stained. Maybe making tadpoles the size of Mercury's in Florida. That'd be telling Julio Iglesias what to sing now. Well, whoever said that Sidney Poitier was a blind man, knew the same of Elvis Presley, too. Cause all the sausages that dance like Ray Bolger on the hood of a car in a traffic jam. No, just exactly what to do. Teaching what to do.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Perhaps you'd like to know what you've been listening to. Well, I can help you with that. That was the Butthole Surfers. Moving to Florida is the name of that song. ACXDC before that with Come Out Fighting from their Satan is King LP. No Gods before that, doing a song called Roots. The Grifted before that with When a Phoenix Dies from their Doomsday and Salvation LP. Clitorati before that with Footprints on the Moon. Yeah, it's still Pride Month. I'm happy about that. No, seriously, I am. Piss Jeans before that with Cat House. They're coming to town soon. Ken Mode before that with a song called These Tight Jeans. from their success LP, Wrong War, before that with a song called On the Rehabilitation of Monsters from their Once Upon a Weapon LP. And started off with a band called Civic, a song called Taken by Force from an album of the same name. That's basically all I have to tell you. There's a playlist for this show and many others available on our website at wrct.org. This band is Deaf Kids and Pet Brick, teaming up to become Deaf Brick. A song called The Menace of the Dark Polar Night.